There's two impressions I'm going to do.
So the first one is that I can make a pretty realistic baby cry sound.
Oh my God.
All right, let me give it a shot.
Okay.
I'm going to scoot it back a touch. I might have to warm up into it.
Okay, please.
No, I don't know how loud it's going to be. I don't think you have to bomb squad your ears right now.
I'm scared.
Okay.
I hate it.
I love it.
Party God.
Hi guys, I'm Elle Parker.
And I'm Devin Young.
And this is Party God. Woo! Devin is also sick in this episode because we recorded two back to back.
Still sick, 5 minutes later.
Devin's still sick. So today we have a very amazing, wonderful guest. Tommy Bow is a comedian and writer in LA, one of the cast members on Smosh, and host of his psycho gay game show, Serving. Tommy is such an amazing, wonderful man, and I'm so glad we know him better now. And this episode was just so seamless. Like, it felt like we literally were recording for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. No, that flew by.
It's like an hour and a half. We're just yapping.
Yeah. Well, I was delirious by the end, and I don't really remember what was said on the pod. So
we'll see. We're going to watch this back today and be like, what?
But you know what I do remember is that we're supposed to plug.
Oh, yeah. So please like and subscribe on YouTube. Write us a 5-star review if you want. And if you want to support your two favorite girls, who one is ailing. So we need those likes and subscribes because she's not feeling well. All right, guys. Yep. There she goes. All right, guys. So please enjoy this episode.
And
all right. That's enough. Please enjoy this episode of Tommy Bow. Thanks.
I had something. They should also reply to the YouTube.
Okay. All right, guys. Enjoy this episode with Tommy Bow.
Don't cut me off. Hey, you guys want to hear my really sick food poisoning story?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, please.
Well, Tommy came in. We were talking about the times that we've gotten really sick from seafood.
Shellfish and
shellfish. You know, when you and oysters. You're like, so when are you sick? You know, that's how you start.
Really sick. I'm throwing up a lot the other night. Yeah, it was awesome.
Just chucking it.
So I had a mussel pasta. I went home and I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, okay, I have food poisoning. Something's really wrong.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, I like got to the bathroom. The next thing, I knew I woke up like on the floor, like I passed out from it. And this happened.
Oh my God.
I learned later. Sometimes if your body evacuates a lot of stuff really fast, you pass out. Like,
oh good. Let's make it better.
Which doesn't seem like evolutionarily like ideal because you're now vulnerable to predators. But your body is whatever. It's like, okay, we just got to shut everything down.
Yeah, so maybe it's like a hard reset, like when you hold the power down on Adele.
Yeah, I had a hard reset. So my boyfriend at the time wakes up to the sound of me like crashing, like a huge crash because I've hit the bathroom floor.
Oh, sorry. And you passed out like kablammo.
I passed out while shitting.
Oh, yo, he's like, that's my girl.
And so I wake up on the bathroom floor, and Peter's starting to come to. My boyfriend is starting to come to, and I look up, and there's shit everywhere, like eye level all the way. It must have been like as I was
falling.
I was falling.
Yeah.
My immediate thought is like, he can't come in here. And so I slammed the door shut and I lock it, and he's all worried and he's like, what's going on? I was like, don't worry about it. I passed out, but you can't come in here. He's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. Like, whatever it is. I'm like, no, absolutely not. No, I really love and cherish our relationship. Yeah. And I made him wait outside the entire time while I took a shower, cleaned the entire bathroom. And then I was like, okay, take me to the emergency room.
Oh, work before the emergency room.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. You want to do some labor before
take some meetings.
We stayed together for another couple of years after that. So it would have been over if he'd seen that room. You guys, I've never seen anything like it. I didn't know that poop could do that.
It sounds like a blood spatter expert. That's what it is.
He's like, no, let me in.
He's like, hold on, I need to see the trajectory of this.
True. I mean, you really can't do body stuff in front of a partner. Like, I threw up in front of a guy at one time and I was like, it's over. It's done. And I knew it.
Was it over and done because of that?
Absolutely. Okay. It was.
Why is that? Is it like because we look gross when we do it?
I think so.
Because it's like, if my body tells me to barf, I'm barfing. Hello, baby. I listen to my body. Like, I don't black out. I can't black out.
What do you mean?
I black out. I can't.
This is like a challenge.
I puke. My body's like, you're done, okay. And you're done. And I will, but like, if my body's going like, hey, I think you should, I'll go, all right, I'll listen to it. Or like sick with food, I'm like, cool, yeah, I'm sure I should probably get this out.
Really? I try to fight it. I'm like, no.
Well, I only fight it for like,
driving.
What's the motion sickness?
Oh.
Because then I'm like, that's not real. I'm like, there's nothing to get rid of.
My brain
you're just
is
confused.
I thought you were saying you're like, you want to be able to drink while you're driving.
Oh, when I'm drinking and driving. Yeah, that's when I puke. Yeah. That's what I love.
God, I wish. No, because blacking out is the worst. So like my body, like when I was in college, I was blacking out all the time.
I mean, college.
And I'd have like two drinks and my body would be like,
if you remember college, you were doing it wrong.
Yeah, I know. But I was blacking out every weekend because like one drink, my body would be like, she's going to drink more and then black out. So it'd just be like out.
That's
really fast.
So you were like super duper lightweight?
I don't remember anything.
Like,
all college, gone.
I don't remember.
Nothing in there.
Yeah.
Wow. That's bad. That's wild. Yeah. I lost, you're just the best dog.
You're bad. No, you're being bad. Don't encourage her. Lay down. Lay down.
She's her bed.
She unplugged like, something.
He gave me attention. I know. Well, she's moving my arm. I'll have to pet her.
Well, Tommy, we start our podcast by giving our guests a Party God score.
And welcome
from
to Party
to
God, by the way.
Oh, no. Welcome to Party God. Oh, we're so happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm so happy here.
Obviously, I'm going to give a 10.
Okay.
Because you are so fun and funny. And when we met at the hymn premiere.
We sure did.
And we were just seatmates. And then we just like immediately clicked. And that's Party God, babe.
Well, thank you.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with Elle. I'm a 10 for sure. We have never partied together beyond. Because you left.
Well, you came to our launch party.
That's true. But you're kind of in and out. You don't stay very long. But.
Well, that was just that. Like in a normal party, I'm there like long.
Okay.
I can tell that wasn't your normal. That
it wasn't my normal. And I did apologize. I did have a like a 3:30 a.m. flight.
Which is the cool, which I keep saying is the coolest thing anyone can do is say they have to leave early because they have a flight.
Right. Yeah. Well, because, and I will say I did recently go, you know what? 3:30 a.m. flight. I'm going to stay up and, you know, drink, party, continue, and then go to the airport.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, have never been more miserable. Ugh. Really had a rough time.
That does seem like a go-go either way. I mean, but if you keep drinking on the plane.
That's it. You got to keep drinking on the plane.
Well, I called my boyfriend in line of the TSA and I was like, Luke, I've made a mistake. No. I can't do this. It was New York.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, 3:30 a.m. flight in New York, it's like, well, it's New York. Nothing closes till 5.
We're so up
I'm
anyway.
Gonna stay. Anyway.
God, so yeah, that's brutal.
Thank you.
That's
too
long.
Queen.
Oh yeah. You're welcome.
I appreciate
it. Yeah.
I loved how we clicked in the that was so awesome.
It's
I was just like, oh great. This is the easiest thing on the planet.
No, I know. It was just like, oh, hey. We didn't even like say like hi, we're just like, all right, so
no, literally what happened is I sat down and then you went, so what's your name? And I was like, Tommy, what is yours? And you're like, hey, and we just talked. It was great.
It was so easy. We could just tell your vibe.
I think that's an L thing, though, because you're more extroverted than I am. If we had sat next to each other and it was just you and me, I'd probably been like, he looks cool, but like, I don't want to bother him. But L is going to like make friends and like make sure that we make friends. And it was just like instant. We were like, oh, this guy rules.
It was fucking awesome.
I was like, I got to talk to him.
And what's crazy is like, we've maybe interacted total for what, like 5 hours?
I know it's true,
you know.
Yeah,
but I'm like, this is so easy.
No, I'm like your
we're,
blood it,
yeah
family.
We're blood.
Yeah, you're instant friend.
It's just like, I mean, you can just tell a vibe immediately.
Isn't that the best when you're just like, oh good, you're my people.
Oh, easy. We're gonna be friends. I know.
Yeah,
which that's just how it goes.
Party magic.
That's just party god. Sorry.
Well,
I know. Well, okay, so tell us about a great party you went to recently.
Hold on.
that was a real spectrum.
I'm choosing between a party I literally went to recently that was like kind of a blast, but I'll just tell us.
We want to hear all
of them. Okay. So
we got time, like, baby.
Will I get in trouble? I don't know. It's fine.
Maybe.
So because I work for like a bigger YouTube channel, usually like influencer opportunities will come through them. They'll be like, hey, we want some Smosh people to come. But for some reason, on my personal email, they were like, we're screening Wicked for Good.
Stop.
And then we have at EPLP, which kind of nightmare space. However, kind of fun. They were like, we have a whole interactive, what are they called? Activations for you to like take pictures in front of.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll go. Can I have multiple friends? They're like, just one.
Oh,
I was like, okay, just one, just a plus one. But I had another friend who like should have been invited. And so we basically, like, on the drive there, I'm like, hey, this is a screening at an AMC at the Grove. Just walk in, buy a ticket for something else, walk in, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And, like, dress up. And so we did the step and repeat at the AMC in the Grove. We, like, checked in, and then we get to the line, and then he's just standing with us, and the woman who checked us in runs up to him and goes, oh my God, I forgot to check you in too. Here's your wristband and, like, your drink tickets and, like, all that. And we were like, mm-hmm.
Great. Were the drinks pink and green?
Yes, the drinks were pink and green. Yeah. Everyone kept getting the cute pink ones. Pink with a bubble, with like the smoke in the bubble. So you'd like pop it and like the smoke would come out. Kay. Oh my God, incredible. The other one, dirty martini with green dye in it. Which like, love a dirty creative. Martini, but I was like, just...
Be more creative.
It, yeah.
Give
yeah.
me the bubble.
Give me
some,
right. Give me, put like a little, broom on it.
Or a little
right.
hat. A hat.
Oh, a little hat. Put a little hat on it.
Duh.
No, but there's just a big, fat, olive at the bottom. Never seen an olive that fat.
So what do you want?
I was like,
what do you want?
Whoa. Get to the bottom, a meal.
No, I really love influencer events, and I feel like they're got a lot of flack. Devin hates them. I think they're so fun.
They're fun because they're
like kitsch.
Yeah, it's kitschy. Exactly. Yeah, it's like ridiculous. Disneyland.
I did like the I don't know if this counts as an influencer event. The Adidas. I guess this counts. The Adidas party that we went to.
Oh yeah, we went to the Adidas Jeremy Scott launch party.
It reminds me of how you hunted down the Adidas shoes for us, because they weren't giving Adidas shoes to everybody, but we kind of were figuring out, we were like, who's getting these? Like, you had to have a ticket.
Here's
we went to the
I
lady, we kept asking, and they were like, no, you gotta have a ticket.
Here's
so we
how
got
I
rejected,
did it.
We got rejected three
the
times.
Night, at the beginning of the night, there was a shuttle, and I heard this woman talking to someone else, and they're like, oh my God, we love the event, like, blah, blah. And I was like, she works here. We're at the event, we're trying to find the shoes. No, they're like, you have to get a card from someone who works for Adidas. We're at the drink line. That woman is next to us. And I just go, I love your outfit.
Oh.
And she goes, thanks, babe.
Door swings open.
Exactly. And I was like, hey, would you happen to have any of those cards for the shoes? She goes, yeah. And I go, can I get one for my friend? Meanwhile, Devin's like, El, hurry up. And then I'm like,
I don't know why she was like chatting with this woman.
And then she like gives me an extra ticket. And then Devin's like, why'd you take so long? And I'm like, look at my hand.
Look
what I did for us.
Look what I did.
Then we got the shoes.
That's amazing.
Well, I got the wrong size. And then I had to go to the Adidas store and I was like, hey, I got the...
Oh, see, you got a chore.
This blew my mind. No, this blew my mind. How did this work for her? She got the free Adidas shoes at this party and then she actually took them to the Adidas store and was like...
Can I get my size? And they were like, yeah, they just traded.
Why did they let her do that?
Well, I could have had fake shoes.
Adidas in hand. They'll say yes.
I had the little wristband. I was like, I went to the event.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. It's
they said
me.
I could
Remember
swap
me?
These out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I got away with that. Nuts. That's crazy. Shout out Adidas.
Shout out whoever invited me to that. That was awesome. I will do more things and not be crazy. That wasn't crazy. I'm very grateful.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
You I gotta, didn't want to sound like I'm like...
I don't care. I just wanted the Legos.
I really enjoyed the event. I had a blast.
Oh my God. Well, you got to email that email again.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll just give you more...
Oh, I did the follow-up. I did the, like, I had the time of my life at this party. Thank you so much for inviting me. Yeah. Looking forward to hearing from you.
It's again. All love forever.
It's all love.
We're family now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh my God, wait, what's your party trick?
My party trick. Okay, so I had quite the drive on the way. So I just spent the whole time thinking about party tricks.
Yes.
And I think what I kept getting locked in on was like party talent versus party trick.
Mm.
So party trick is like a little gag you can do, right? Yeah. Like a little stupid thing you
I
can
do. I think it can be a talent though.
It can be anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like your okay. thing that you show.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be like a trick or treat, like, oh, I'm pulling whatever.
A trick or treat. I think I would rather answer because I have, okay. I got it. Okay.
Yes.
So there's two impressions I'm going to do. One I haven't done in a long time. And the other one I recently did like on YouTube, but it's still fucked up. Okay. So the first one is that I can make a pretty realistic baby cry sound.
Oh my God.
All right. Let me give it a shot.
Okay.
I'm going to scoot it back a touch. I might have to warm up into it.
No,
I don't know how loud it's going to be. I don't think you have to like bomb squad your ears right now.
I'm scared.
Okay.
I hate it.
Like,
I
love
it's kind of bad. Party trick as in like nightmare for everyone, right?
You sound just like a baby.
Okay, but then this one's better.
That was
the
really
next one
good.
I'm going to do is better.
Okay.
Is I can do a legitimate, full-blown, 100% SpongeBob impression. The
oh
laugh.
My God. Oh my
the
God.
Laugh, most importantly.
Okay.
I have to warm up into it.
Yeah.
close enough. I haven't got a warm up into it.
That's the best SpongeBob I've ever heard.
Thank you. That's I do the. So it's that's what Tom Kenny does with his thing.
I've seen people try to do it before and they don't do the thing.
No, they got to do the thing. You got to go bleh, and then just do that.
That was really good.
So those are some party tricks. You have lost respect for me.
You gained kind respect from me. I like
okay, good.
That.
The balance in the world.
It's like an assault. I feel like my nervous system is like.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I feel really safe.
Oh, good. Thank you. Good.
When are you pulling this out at a party?
If someone needs something from me. If they're like, so what are you? What do you want? I'll just be like, I could do a SpongeBob impression.
Oh my God.
They're like, wait, is SpongeBob here? SpongeBob?
Wait a second. Did I just hear SpongeBob? Yeah. So.
Oh my God. Or like, there's some mothers who like need to start lactating. The cry will, you know.
Yeah. We'll get
their system disgusting. Going. Well, yeah. Sometimes moms.
Sometimes you gotta, you're clogged up.
Sometimes you're clogged up.
You gotta go.
I hate when I go to a party as a lactating mother and I'm all clogged
up.
Yeah.
So frequent.
Can anyone cry so like a baby here? It's an emergency.
It's like a doctor on a plane. I'm like, God, okay.
That's me. Everyone always needs me to do this.
I need to see a party trick of yours in person.
Oh my God. Well,
I think I saw it at the party for a second, but I need to see your arm hand situation.
Everyone always hands. So no. It's like, you know, people have like normal hands, but mine can just like really
look how narrow it
wow.
is.
Wow. Straight up and down.
Just really it's narrow. Truly, like both of them.
Like, yeah.
You imagine
well,
like
I broke my thumbs in the third grade.
What?
Well, I can also do that.
Ew! Put it back.
So,
how did you break your thumbs? I didn't know this.
Did you break your thumbs by doing that?
No, worse, you guys. I broke them at a Trader Joe's.
Well, Trader Joe's is dangerous. There's a lot of people. There's tiny little aisles.
It's insane. Who designed
them? Recipe for disaster.
No, I was riding the shopping cart as children do.
Of course.
I was like on like the ledge and then like kicking it and then it fully flipped. I land on my stomach, like arms out, legs out, and the handle landed on my thumbs. Like the cart went like this and like handle on my thumbs, crushed them. They gave me a frozen bag of peas. I went to the hospital and it was the day before Halloween, so I had to be a mummy.
Oh, Mike, how old were you?
8.
Mummy years old. Eight.
That's 8 years old time. And playing in the cart? It's a little.
No, what? That's a child's age.
You're
to
at the
be
end of the cart.
Yeah.
At the end of the cart allowance.
Oh, well, I remembered the exact moment my childhood ended. I was playing.
My God.
Yeah, do we want to hear
I'm
this?
Ready.
Yeah, I don't,
yeah,
okay.
I guess that.
Okay,
yeah.
Brace myself.
I was, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. So my grandma took me to the park and I'm playing on the play structure at the children's park. The only other person playing is a 2-year-old. So it's me, 12, and a 2-year-old. And then I'm like playing, running up and down the stuff. And then I look over and I see 2 boys my age just hanging out, no parent. Just sitting on the bench hanging out like not playing just talking and I was just like I went and I got off the play structure and I told my grandma we have to go home now.
Oh no. You came to life in that moment. You went I'm like, older.
That was the moment.
12 is a long time. You like your childhood is supposed to end way before that.
I know. Well, I was already like going to the mall with my friends, but that was the day the music
when I was
died.
6 years old, I started becoming really obsessed with death. And I would,
as you do.
So from the age of like 6 to 16, like every 2 weeks, I would have these really intense panic attacks where I would just like think about like death and like what's the point of like living if everyone that I know is going to die and I'm going to die. And
yeah.
I would say my childhood ended, when I was like 6 and I kind of realized that there's no real point to it all.
So soon.
This is why you come to this podcast. Yes. You want to hear about when childhoods
die. When did your childhood die? Tell me.
You know what? I was thinking about that while you were talking about it. I don't know if I can pinpoint. I think not my childhood, but like I think this is more of like a bat mitzvah for me. I don't know why I started on that. I had an uncle who like went through some like hardcore medical stuff and was like on the decline for a while. And the night before I was supposed to go on a cruise. I was 16 on a cruise. So lame.
Love. No, hot. Ooh,
it's cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
Can't drink.
Oh.
Can't. It's just, so basically I was like, I'm going to eat ice cream the whole time. And I did. And so like the night before I was like asleep and I had a dream that my Uncle Bobby passed.
Oh.
And then I woke up the next morning and he did.
You're an oracle.
I'm an oracle. And then my parents were like, go on the cruise. They're like, you don't need to do, like, we're not doing a funeral, so just go on the cruise. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, literally, it was like, they'll be here in 40, your uncle's dead, go on the cruise.
Jesus.
40 minutes, get ready. We've got your bag packed.
What?
And so I was like, okay. Cause like, I mean, you know, when sad, when there's like a long period of time where you like kind of prepare yourself. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was just like, okay. And then I remember just being on this cruise and like having like a la la time. And then there was just a moment where I was alone, like outside, and I went, and I was just like looking at the ocean and I was like, oh, I'm an adult now.
Oh my God.
I was just
God.
Like,
oh my God.
There it is.
Also, like, yeah, in. His uncle just passed. Let's send him to vast nothingness.
Well, they sent me to abyss, Jamaica.
Yeah.
What? So did you get the little braids?
I did not get the little braids.
He really loses himself on this trip. He like comes back like
I'm
a different boy.
I'm an adult now, my man.
Hey. We're braiding as a result.
That reminds me of my parents and my dad in high school, really classically weird communicator. My dad, I came home from high school one day, and me and my sisters, and my dad was like, oh yeah, your grandmother passed away a few weeks ago.
Why are your family so casual about family?
Oh, yeah. Just a simple.
We're like, what?
Go by the way.
Like a couple weeks?
When
are you going to tell us? I've seen you every day. Like,
oh,
like, oh yeah, I forgot to. I'm like, oh, what? She wasn't sick or anything.
Oh my God. They're like, we'll tell her at some point.
Yeah. And I always thought it was like a, you know, she's old, so it wasn't like that surprising. I assumed it was like natural causes. And then a couple, like Thanksgivings ago, we were hanging out and they were like, oh, you know, because my grandmother used to do assisted suicide. She would help people commit suicide.
Okay. We're on topic, if I say so.
Never been more on topic.
Party God.
Party God.
She worked for the, what's it called? The Hemlock Society in New York, which is an underground society. They would help people who are like, maybe have a terminal illness or something, and they want to choose their right to die.
Yeah.
So she would help them commit suicide. But anyway, they were like, I think that grandma was a suicide. Like, I think that she chose her death.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, really? Like, why do you think that? And they were like, well, we never told you this, but when we found her body, we did find her under the table like this.
Oh, well, a woman who loves the theatrics, I guess.
And I was like, yeah, you think? Yeah, I think it was probably a suicide.
I'm sorry, it's deeply funny.
I know.
That is deeply funny.
All right, I'm going out. Let me just hit that real
Assume
quick.
The pose. Hey, get ready.
Yeah. I just like that they were like, yeah, we think it may
it's
have
been
suicide.
It's anyone's guess if it was suicide.
Like, wow, that's incredible. Yeah. Good for her.
Little taste of my family.
Good for her.
Well, yeah. Tommy.
Shall we get back on track? What do I bring out of you two? This is awful. It's not awful. I'm having a blast.
Yeah. What's about what's the time you were a party god?
A time I was a party god.
Yeah.
My 30th birthday.
Ooh.
So I'm 33 right now.
Cute.
So that was 3 years ago, which is crazy. But anyway, you know when like you plan something so hard and you're thinking about it and you're like getting all the details right, and then the thing goes exactly as planned. It's like, well, I already created the memories of this because I planned on it so hard.
Sure.
So when you're done, you have no satisfaction because you're like, good, it went as planned. And then you go to sleep and you're like, oh, oops, that was supposed to have fun at my party.
No
and
surprises.
Not just be like, good, the music went well. Good. Everyone was very happy.
Well,
and all
it's so hard to have fun at your own party because you're like hoping other people are having fun.
That's true. Yeah.
You want everything to go as planned. Of course. Yeah. You want to hit all the boxes.
But then you're like, everyone else had fun. And I was thinking about logistics.
Like, yeah. But that party was freaking the best. There was like a, there was like another like influencer, like photo studio where it's like when it's like a bunch of little cubbies and it's like, that's the red room.
Yeah.
And that's the one that's all pearly. That's also like an event space. So basically you could rent it out and there was like a little balcony like in the center of the space and there was a little outdoor space. It was amazing. They closed. And it was cheap.
Best part.
Love that. I invited like basically everyone I knew and the invite said, wear black and feel hot.
Oh.
Which I'm like,
love.
Oh. Like, don't give me a theme like be a giraffe, but like give me like a loose thing.
Yeah,
but also
yeah.
I was just like, I just want everyone
code.
To feel hot.
Absolutely.
And so everyone was wearing all black and like felt so hot. And it was like, I was like, ooh, I'm starting a cult. But the God part was, so I make music for fun. I used to, not as much now. But I make music for fun. So I created a little like set because I was like, I've never like, I keep it to myself. I don't put it out. So I was like, I want to like make a moment. I want to, you know, jerk myself off. And so I made the set, but this is, I'm going to press play and that's it. And so I'm like, well, I can't just press play and then be like, do you like it? So I thought of a plan to pretend to DJ. And so I got an abacus. You know, the like the little beads. It's like it's like a square with the with the little Hercules. Beads. Yeah.
Well, I got that's your reference.
The Hercules object. So the Hercules object. And then I got the doctor's office baby things.
Oh.
Love. You know, the wires with the little and then I had a spinny hat. So like every I would take out like a second like tool. And so I was like twisting the little wooden beads and I was doing all that. And the set, it hit. People were dancing and it was awesome. See, and so I was just like, this is great.
That's why you're a 10. That's like the type of like whimsy. But I'm sorry. Like, can we all add more whimsy into our lives?
Dear God, please.
I'm praying. Oh, that's so good.
That's I felt at that moment I was like, okay, I did this correctly. This rocks. This was really fun.
We had fun. Wait, I want to go to your birthday party.
I know. I want to have another big birthday party. Like after that, after all that, it's like the year after I was just like, I'm going to, you know, hang out. And then the year after I was like, I'm going to do the exact same thing I did the year before, hang out. Yeah. And then this year was kind of like, I didn't want a birthday.
Why?
Not bad. Not like I didn't want a birthday. I was just like, it showed up and I was like, God, it's already my birthday. I haven't even thought of anything. So next year, I want to have like a big thing again.
Oh my God, what theme would you
do? 34.
34 is great.
I don't know. I'd probably just be like, look unique might be the thing.
Ooh.
Be unique.
Oh,
I don't know.
I like that your themes like are open to interpretation. It's not like a big, like you have to...
And it's audience facing. I want people who show up to feel good because then they'll stay.
I think you should consider, though, like, be a giraffe. Like, just be throw a giraffe. It out there. Everyone just be a giraffe.
Be a giraffe, but maybe, like, parentheses after abstract. Be a giraffe, parentheses, abstract.
Oh, I like
that. And it's like, let's see what happens.
Show up just one giant long neck and that's the whole costume.
Or just put one of the giraffe things on my face. That's it. Oh. Giraffe, abstract.
Abstract.
Or you come in, like...
Oh, full stilts.
Full stilts.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh
God, have you ever worn stilts?
No.
I want to.
I'm a break. Okay. I've yet to break my legs. And I know as soon as I do something that could happen, it will happen.
Oh my God.
I will not ski.
Mm-mm. No.
I will not snowboard.
No.
I will not stilt.
No.
No.
My body is 1/3 torso, 2/3 leg.
It's too much.
Yeah,
we're all legs here.
You're all legs. Legs. No, I'm all torso. I'm all torso. No, sorry guys. Yeah.
That's okay.
Wish I could be.
You can take it back. It's okay.
You're all torso.
Wish I could be.
And I'm all leg.
I wish balance in the world. All leg is so chic.
All leg is so hard when you're trying to do sports. When I was playing soccer, knocked over every play.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard to balance on these little things.
Yeah, exactly. Like the center of gravity is like way up.
Way up. Yeah.
Way up.
But you guys are fast. My legs are not moving like that.
It doesn't matter. I wasn't getting anywhere because anytime I would come in contact with another girl, I would flip over her shoulder. I just spent so much time on the ground. I'd get so mad. I'd be like, Rev.
Y'all are just flipping around.
I was getting knocked over left and right. I spent so much time on the ground every single game. I would get so mad. I would get so pouty and I'd like march off the. Yeah.
Are you also a klutz? Because I'm a klutz.
I'm a huge
klutz.
Yeah.
I bonk and I knock and I cut and scrape and
Yeah.
My downstairs neighbor, thank God I'm friends with him. If not, he would hate me.
Why?
Middle of the night, go grab my phone, end up chucking it across the fucking thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh my God, crazy. Have you ever had a bug in your bed?
Oh God, I hope not.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, it is, I experienced it for the first time.
No.
Yes. And I'm like, I keep a clean home, okay? I keep it clean.
Yeah.
But I was gone for a week and a half. So I come back, and what I assume is a silverfish.
No.
I've been getting them. I've been getting the little, like, long guys.
Yeah, the little long guys.
No.
They don't...
That's what I thought of when you said
it. Here's my thing. Spiders, I'm like, if I see you, I'm going to try and get rid of you, like, get you out, but I don't want to kill a spider.
Sure.
Especially if I see, like, a little baby spider, I'm like, well, either I'm going to stop the journey or I'll see you in a year.
Exactly. It's none of our business.
But for some reason with silverfish, I will kill them on spot. Of course. But they don't carry diseases. They're like roaches, but they're not evil. They're good roaches.
There's something evil about them though that I don't like.
It's all the legs.
It's the legs.
I think it's the legs. They're all legs too.
Oh.
You think I would
gotta kill him.
Have a peer.
That's a brother.
So anyway, get in my bed on my phone and I feel on my shoulder.
No.
And guess what I did? Learned for the first time what happens when a bug crawls on my shoulder. I had my phone in my hand. I threw it.
That's your only protection.
That's your only. That's your helpline.
That's your, yeah, exactly. How are you going to call 911?
Or, like, whoa!
Or call your boyfriend.
New noise.
New noise unlocked. Yeah.
And then I tore my bed apart, couldn't find it. And I was like, all right.
Oh, that's the worst. I can't find it.
Got back in bed. Came back. No. But this time, I was... Nice little smear on my shoulder. Got him.
Got him.
Shouldn't have tried it twice.
Nasty.
Survival instinct, bad. Shouldn't have tried it twice.
But at what cost?
Smear on my shoulder. Anyway, learned that if a bug's on me, I'm going to throw my phone and go, whoa.
It's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
I thought that I had a cricket living in my ear for a long time.
Oh my God.
When I was a kid, when I was in preschool, I was like playing with a little cricket and then I lost it. And I thought for sure that it had jumped in my ear and was living in there. But my parents are going through a divorce. So I didn't want to tell anybody. And like, I didn't want to like,
I don't want to break the family apart even more with the cricket in my ear.
They'll sign the papers if they hear about the cricket.
So I'd be like jumping around. I hear this like little like click in my ear. I'm like, oh, that's my cricket.
Oh, it's a friend. It's a friend now.
You had a click in your ear?
Yeah. I don't know. I never figured out what the click was.
I think you need an MRI.
Yeah, that sounds like a tinnitus or like a water in your ear thing. Yeah.
But then I started dating a guy who had a roach crawl into his ear, and this confirmed that...
Come on.
That's the worst.
This roach crawled into his ear while he was sleeping. No. And he obviously like immediately woke up and started freaking out and knew like exactly what it was. And he poured
roach.
not again. He poured olive oil in there because that's what's supposed to get it out. And he said that it made it try to burrow deeper into his eardrum.
Yeah,
so he was clawing at his eardrum, and he just like it's like he's like it was so painful because it's like trying to claw its way to safety, and it was clawing its way deeper into his brain hole. And eventually he's like, I just heard it's like death thrust, and it's like death coughs, and it finally died in there, and then he had to go to the emergency room to get it out.
Party God.
Party God. Party God.
Shout out, Reed.
That is worse than many horror movies I've seen lately. That makes me want to crawl up into a little ball and roll away down a hill. Wow.
Oh my God.
Horrible. Glad it wasn't you.
I know.
That wasn't me. I really do think that cricket's probably still in there.
Hey.
But...
Now he's old.
I know.
Now he's old.
He's got a little
life. You lived a life together.
Yeah. He's my conscience, actually.
Oh.
And it's based it off you.
It's like a Jiminy Cricket. Exactly. Kind of a Pinocchio. You're Pinocchio.
There's a script about
this movie already exists.
Oh, shit. he's been like telling me advice and like tells me what I should do in like moral situations. Is that the same?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I wish we all had a cricket in our ear.
Nope. My ears are like, these are my... I wear a cologne. Believe it or not.
Period.
Smell good sometimes.
Yeah.
Dogs love it. Maybe that's why. But little gnats love it. Okay, so you're thinking, is it the smell of poopy? Is it like poopy garbage? No, it's just got like an herbal...
That guy smells like shit.
I leave and you're like, wow, stinky man. But the gnats, like, they'll go like...
No.
Like,
no.
I'm like, go. Or they'll like come over to me and I'm like, ah! And my holes are my holes. And I'll go to my grave saying that.
Absolutely. My holes are my holes. Absolutely.
My holes are my holes. Oh, that's on my gravestone. Yeah, write it down.
Hey, my holes are my holes. Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
Oh my God. Yeah. What do you do to gear up for a party? What's your like way to like get you going and get ready? Sure.
Well, I've got to do the try everything on that I own sequence.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Usually parties fun thing about parties is like, and for anyone that's like, oh, I don't go to parties or I don't do that. Once you're there, it's the best. You just have to get there.
Yes.
So, but most of the time parties land on a night that I'm like, I don't want to do anything, but I'm like, I should go. So I try on every piece of clothing and deal with whatever body dysmorphia I'm dealing with today.
Yeah.
Like, is it the hips? Is it the legs? Is it the proportions?
Is it the ear?
Is it the hair? Is it the ear cricket? The like, what is it? Yeah. All my holes, too big, too small. Corks, how many corks?
Yeah.
So I try on everything. And eventually I like find something. And if I'm deep enough in like the like I'll put on like Robin or like some like happy dancey like party time thing. Absolutely. Or like Sophie, like some hardcore industrial shit to get me like and then usually I'll just like call the Lyft. It's kind of just like, oh, and I'll eat bread things
because you gotta soak it up
because it's gonna be
it's not leave the house if I'm drinking. Well, no,
Tommy doesn't black out. Tommy pukes, so Tommy's gonna need something to catch it,
to hold it. Otherwise, I'll be puking a lot.
Well, I eat before I go out, but not bread. That would make me tired. I like I'm a sushi or meat. I like eat some steak. Like,
bread steak doesn't absorb, but I hear you and I see you and I love that. I'm not eating like
that was
a
the
loaf.
Most you're wrong.
No,
I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah.
I don't eat like a loaf. I eat like, you know, not like a pasta, but just, you know, just a little carb, maybe like a Cliff Bar with some other stuff. You
Devin
know?
Is always getting on me because I eat fuel. I eat like cheese wrapped with meat or like a Cliff Bar. Like I just need food to like fuel
keep
me
you going.
And Devin gets on me all the time.
Yeah, you eat like a gym bro.
Well, when's the last time you had a meal?
I had a Cliff Bar right before you got here.
That's not a meal.
That's not a meal.
That's not a meal. When's the last time you had a meal?
I had a sandwich earlier. At like noon.
Skirting around a meal. It's like
that's
noon. I had half a sandwich.
That's one step in the door of meal.
When was the last time you had something that a mom would feed you?
I had a yogurt and granola bar.
Bowl.
Yogurt and granola.
Changing
with fruit.
It to bowl.
No, it was
bowl. It's a meal because it's in a bowl.
It was yogurt and fruit and granola. That's a mom would give that to their 3-year-old.
Okay. You know what? You know the plate and it has like the little dividing pieces and there's like three things on there. When's the last time you had a three things on there?
Not Tommy gentle parenting me.
Come on, you gotta eat.
I'm gonna have another Cliff Bar when I get home.
That's great. And you can split it into three parts.
Yeah, I'll get my plate.
Spread it on my plate.
That's my meal.
Yeah.
Hey, nice. Food. Okay. Well, what would your ideal party be? What do you think a party needs to be like, this party is sick?
Obviously need some friends or not. I'm also like a show up solo. There was a period in my life where I would just find some random rave party thing and just go. Every Friday I was just like, gonna go.
Hell yeah.
And explore. It was very fun and made some friends. It was great.
Yeah.
And then eventually I was like, I'm feeling old. I was like, I can't do this again. Yeah. And it was when I went into an underground like basement thing and there were 4 DJs playing at once. So think about that.
How does that work?
And it doesn't. And that's why I was like, the $60 Lyft and the $20 drink has me going, don't think I can do this anymore. No. Anyway, I need like good music, like dancey music. Like I love a dancey.
Me
God,
too.
Jesus. Me I love too. To dance. And I feel like I haven't danced in like a minute.
No, me either.
There are great places to dance around LA, really.
No, there really is. Like TG? That's like the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Like Zebulon sometimes.
Zebulon sometimes.
Zebulon's a really bad dance floor. It's too big in there. Oh, I love Zebulon, that.
Guys, to me, Zebulon is like the perfect space.
I love it. I love Zebulon. This is wonderful to know.
The owners are really nice. I like what they do for the community, but it's not a good dance floor. It's too big. People like need to be contained. In order to dance, you need to be smushed up on top of each other.
I agree. You gotta be close. Zeb will just like throw down one track. Like they'll throw in a Big Frida track, and I'm like, I know this one. And then you get to like, oh my God. But I'm going on Friday. So what I've realized is I haven't been to like a dance spot that's like play. I have a like a niche taste in music, not to be in a big orange jacket and ridiculous over here. It's been a minute since I've been at a place that's playing music that I'm like, I feel it in like my soul and my spine and my nervous system. And so there's a Robin party that like happened before. She won't be there. So you can take the excitement down like 20 notches. However,
a party with all Robin songs. I'm still there.
What was that?
Robin songs? Like
Robin songs all night.
That's all I wanted. Yet? Yeah.
No, it's this Friday. Will you go?
Yeah. Can we go with you?
Yes.
Can we go with you?
Tickets are $16.
Oh, easy.
Okay, we're there.
All right. I'll be at the Robin party.
Oh my God.
I have a live show I'm doing, and then I'm immediately going to the Robin
party. Wait, is this one of these secret gay parties?
No.
Okay.
Granted, it will be filled with gay people. But it's not gonna be.
That's fine.
The secret gay parties? Nightmare. Not nightmare. I mean, I'm sure people like it. I'm not dissing.
Wait, I want to hear about these.
So, you know, it's like a circuit party where it's like everyone wears little shorts, a tank top that they will throw away and lose during the night. And everyone will be sweaty and dancey.
Yeah.
they are DJs there, as you would expect. A friend of mine was like, oh my God, like my favorite DJ is like playing tonight. Do you want to come? And I was like, oh yeah, sure. Where is it? She's like, oh, it's at some warehouse. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll go with her to a DJ. Didn't know it was a gay party. So I'm in a full pant, belt, big old jacket, full shirt.
No.
And then we get in line and I'm looking around and I'm like, oh no, no, I can't do
this. They think I'm straight.
Worse. They think I'm a bad gay. No. And I was like, Jesus Christ, no. So this was wild. I backed out. It was like 3 a.m. because it's like an afters raved. I just looked at her and I was like, I love you so much, but I'm not going to go in there in a full like disco outfit while everyone else is naked.
No,
and
of course
so
not.
They had shut down Hollywood for, I'm sure, a premiere or something. And so I couldn't call a lift unless I walked like 2 miles. Ugh. So at 3 a.m, I'm walking 2 miles towards Silver Lake.
Nightmare.
But I did give a 20 to a homeless woman.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Well, you got karma points.
I was like, the money I would have spent on the lift for this amount of time, probably $20.
That's beautiful.
God, you're so good.
Unfortunately, she was kind of asleep. So I was like, hey,
wake up. He woke her up.
I'm trying to do something nice.
And so she was like, no. And I was like, no, I haven't.
Yeah,
can I give you this 20? She's like,
her.
No, no. And I'm like, no, you take 20. She's like, ha. And so I just kind of like gave it to her. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Tell
and
me.
Then I kept going.
You should have ended the story. You terrified.
I was like, I'm sorry. Hello, you know, you're trying to do a good thing.
And then I scared her.
So what I meant to say was I terrified a homeless woman and then gave her $20. Anyway,
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah.
Well, hey, at least you weren't in the tiny outfit.
At least I wasn't in the tiny, because that would be Eva. She'd go, she'd run
I feel
away.
Like I just want to watch you go around your day and do things, because everything you're describing is so sitcom. Like, there's
just a whimsy to you that I love.
I have a
I'm
whimsy.
I'm so charmed by it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what about this Robin party? What else?
Oh, yeah.
It's a party that happened for a while in LA. I'm kind of going off of like two sentences off of Wikipedia that I recalled at some point. Right.
Yeah.
I went one other time, boyfriend at the time, they were playing all the B-sides, all the ones that I know. He was like, I'm going to wait until they play. And I was just like, I want to dance now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Robin party, just the details I know, basically started in LA and they were just playing Robin music over and over and people loved it. People would go. And then they went to New York and it became like a traveling party. And then at one point, I think it was in New York. Robin like came back after like 12, 13 years, 14 years of not putting out music.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to the party and like played all of her tracks before they were like out, like Honey, like this, the recent album. And that was fucking crazy. I didn't go, obviously. I wish I could.
Yeah.
And then after that, they're like, we had Robin come to our party once.
That's their whole thing.
They're like, remember?
Remember when
she went one time. So this party is now back in LA to just play some Robin music. And it's going to be fun. It's at El Cid.
Oh, yeah. I know. So, yeah. Great. Love.
Evil spot.
Evil. No.
It's a little evil. It's low key evil.
When?
I feel like their managers are sort of infamous for like treating people bad, like treating the comics badly that do shows there, treating people badly in general that do shows there. However, I did find a $100 bill at El Cid once on the floor.
Give it to
did it wake you up?
The woman.
You pointing and laughing. That was awesome. The reason I said it was evil is the dance floor is like a mouth. It's so humid.
Oh, it
it's
is
like
really
dark,
moist,
humid.
Down there.
It's like we're going to be sweaty on Friday.
Yeah,
good. I'm ready. I'll wear my tiny outfit.
I will wear my tiny outfit.
Oh my God, I'll wear a tiny outfit.
Tiny outfit!
That was psycho.
What do you think is the biggest party foul that someone can do at a party?
A party foul, besides like the class, I feel like my answer is like too tropey, but like, you know, like take a guitar out, you know, all of this like nonsense.
Totally.
Like that doesn't even happen, but it has once.
It has.
I think like stopping people, either it's like, you know, I like let's say about like a little dice game, which I have sometimes, but like I bring it to like a bar, not to like a party.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, you got to play like when you like stop the flow of people you're like, no, you got to come do this.
Yeah.
And then you have to like learn something. It's like, it's kind of, the foul is just stopping people's flow. Like,
I hate having to learn rules.
Rules
just
at a party.
General.
I know.
Yeah, no rules. Hate rules.
No, I'm having
rules.
Fun. Yeah, because
it
like
shouldn't
holds everything.
Have more than two rules. If it's not, if it's more than two rules, that's not a game. That's not fun.
Yeah. And like, I'm doing my thing. Maybe I'm flirting with someone and you're stopping me to play what, dice?
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also saying goodbye to people one at a time. No.
That's a big one. We've been hearing that a lot. People are like mad about people. Like, listen, do not
say goodbye to everyone. Don't
say goodbye to everyone.
Irish.
You got to stop because you got to stop all the conversations.
You're interrupting all the conversations. Mm-hmm.
It's all about you.
You are letting the people know that you're leaving the party, which makes them think, should I leave the party?
Everyone's it's like, oh my infectious. God, party's over.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. Well, if he's gone. No, you just wait till everyone's got their back turned and then you sprint out the door.
You got to run. Running is crucial. Run.
It's crucial to an Irish goodbye. And it makes they don't tell you that.
The sprinting.
No. The sprinting. It makes you what?
It makes you also seem like mysterious to anybody that you met. Like, oh, I guess he's gone. You know,
oh my God.
Always that minute where I'm like looking for my crush. I'm like, oh, okay.
Where is he? And then
I guess he ran gone. Out. I
guess he sprinted out the
door. Yeah, it's not like I run out the room. Yeah,
you hear the like... I just realized you don't have anyone below you, right?
Not at the moment.
Oh,
not at the moment.
The way you answered that made it sound like there's not an apartment below you, and you're just like, no one's down there right now.
We might, maybe later. Yeah, not right now. They're locked up.
Don't worry about it.
They're locked up.
Don't worry about it. That way.
And now, tell me, what's the worst thing you've ever done at a party?
Luckily, I'm pretty cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and you know what? These were on the prompts. Things that I was supposed to prep. Guess what? Didn't think this far.
Hey,
it's okay.
Hey,
I definitely have like not stuck it out. This is kind of like a lame answer, but like there's some parties where it's like, as I said before, if you go to a party, usually it's good, but sometimes like you can't get yourself there and interesting phrase out of context.
Sometimes
I can't get myself there. True. And I'll dip a little early and it's like not the best. So that's happened like twice, I think. But that's like old me.
But that's like, not even bad. That's like not, totally fine.
Are you saying it's bad because then you find out that the party was really fun, like that you left for, or it's bad because
it's kind of like because I left some friends, you know? It's like I was supposed to be part of the, you know, it's like, yeah I'm gonna go. It's great.
We're and then all
I'm
going like, together.
And then I'm there and I'm like, if I can't fix my mood, I'm gonna bring them down.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather go. But then that's kind of a bummer also. So you have the back and forth of like, do I bring them down by being bad right now? Or do I leave?
True.
I just found a better answer.
What?
Okay. So I was at a friend's birthday party. It was Nicolas Cage themed.
Oh, awesome.
And so amazing. I put a cage around my head. I built one out of wire and I dangled a nickel in it. Nickel
you're so smart.
Is caged. How about that? He also had the beehive cage thing. So people thought that's what that was. And I was like, I should have done that.
No.
Anyway, we were all talking and having a good time. And I opened up Lyft to see just, you know, what the cost was, how long it would be, just to check. We're talking. Like 5 minutes later, I get the wee, 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 wee. And it's like, Josephine is here.
No.
You called a black, like a Lyft black, and she's here now. And so I just went, guess I'm gone right now. Goodbye.
No.
Because it was like, cancel it and all the money's gone. So I was just like, well, I will leave now. And I was like, it's been great. And I had to, again, run out the door.
You literally had to run. You had no choice.
I had no choice.
Yeah, I would have thought you were mad at me. It was your friend. I was like, that's so passive aggressive. Why didn't he like?
I know.
I mean, I explained it on the spot. I was like, I guess I pressed confirm.
I would not have believed you. Like, I guess I called this Uber accidentally. Like, that's not.
People don't do that. How it works.
Oh, whoops.
I'm so sorry.
Gotta go.
Josephine's outside. Sorry.
Have you guys ever done this? Like, you're like, maybe this isn't universal. I don't know. You're like on a bad date or something and you are like, you're in a fight and you're like threatening to go home. And like, I'm calling the Uber. And then you call it and then you want them to like pull you back. So you just keep canceling it. You're like, okay, well, I'll cancel it once. And then you're like, okay, I'm calling. I'm getting
out of
here.
You're teasing like the thought of leaving.
But it's awful where you're like, I'm going to go. And they're like, all right, see ya. And you're like, oh.
You're like, oh.
Right.
Okay. Yes, he is here. Yeah.
I got Josephine and when I press one, she shows up. So I'm going to do that.
Literally, you want them to be like, no.
Like, stay.
Five more minutes. Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
We got to party together more.
I'm
excited
together,
about this
period.
Robin party.
Oh, we're at Robin.
No, I know.
You'd already forgotten?
I forgot.
You've already forgotten? Well, you've already forgotten.
I've already forgotten Robin.
Robin, it's on Friday.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm not free till like 11, but that's fine.
Oh, I'll be there.
I'll be there. We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll get warmed up for you.
Okay, good. We'll great. In the tiny outfit.
Yeah.
Do we have an audience question? We don't. Huh? Do we have an audience question?
Let me check.
We might have an audience question.
My friend's girlfriend asked me to throw my friend a surprise party, and I've never actually thrown a party before. So I'm starting from scratch and wondering how I should approach this.
Boy, oh boy.
First of all, you got to find out all which friends to bring, because what if you forget like some of their favorite friends you don't know about?
Or if you invite the bad friends.
I dissociated a little. Was this a romantic partner that they're planning the surprise for? Okay, yeah. So hopefully you know them intimately enough to know all their friends. That's critical. I mean, trying to get it by them is obviously the really tricky thing, and making sure no one ruins the surprise. I planned a surprise party for Reggie Watts this year, and incredibly, nobody ruined the surprise, and we had like a couple hundred people show up to this
wild.
Thing, and we actually did like the jump out, like yell surprise.
Yeah, that's that's an almost terrifying surprise. Surprise. I'd be like,
I know, I don't know if I'd like it. I'd be scared. I'd be upset that I wasn't like, I wouldn't be wearing the right outfit. And like, I need to be mentally prepared. I don't know if I'd like a surprise.
Okay, so here is the thing that you need to do to make, you need to make sure that they are doing like, you're taking them to dinner or something first, and then you have your friends take over the rest of the actual like getting the party ready. So that way they're out with you or they're out with a friend, but that way they're already dressed up. They're already expecting to be out. They're kind of like in the flow state. And then you're like, oh, we're going to make one stop here, and you go to the surprise party. But that part is really critical.
Okay.
As someone who has had friends throw me a surprise party in college where everyone ignored me all day. I was dating this guy. He ignored all my calls all day. We had plans. He ghosted me. All my friends ghosted me all day. I call my friend, my roommate, my old roommate at the end of the day, and I was like, I think that I guess I'm breaking up with Peter.
Oh,
and I guess like all my friends don't want to hang out with me. This is the worst birthday. I'm like crying, obviously. And I go over to her house, like wearing sweatpants, like makeup smeared, like still crying. And then they all jump out and yell surprise.
That's all. So you're like, oh great, I have no friends, no boyfriend.
No, like, literally, I was like, yeah, I guess my relationship's over. I guess
God,
like,
no, Jesus,
my, terrible birthday.
Yeah, they were all like, they all didn't want to ruin the surprise, so they were all just, no, he should have been taking me out to dinner while you guys set up the surprise, and I shouldn't have had to lose out on anything. It was the worst day of my life.
Oh my God! So don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
No. Make sure everyone
let them know they're loved.
Yeah,
please.
Let them know they're loved. So basically, you need to build a team. And you need like A team, yes. B team. A team's going to build it. Yeah. B team's going to execute it while A team keeps the person around.
So they know that they at least have some people with them and around. It's like, oh, I have these two people, but like, oh, my other eight friends can't make it or something.
100%. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. It was actually really traumatizing.
I like,
it was also hard to recover from that, because even when they jumped out and yelled surprise, I was like,
you've already mourned a relationship and a friendship.
It's like, and I'm like, clearly I'm crying. So they're all like, oh, like they are realizing they fucked up. Like everyone feels bad. And it's like, okay, I guess we'll play board games
like
now.
Perfect way to start a party. Crying. Horrible.
Nice. Oh my God. Yeah, I feel like a part of me has always wanted a surprise party, but I'm a Virgo and there's no way I'm not having a party. Like, for myself, that I'm planning.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to
I'm
surprise you because you're.
Yes.
We talked about this.
Yes.
That's right.
It's like, I'm a Virgo. There's going to be a party that I am in charge of.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, like, what do you mean? What do you mean someone else is going to.
Okay. It's like you walk in and it's like Connect Four. You know? It's like, hey, we got 14 Connect Four boards. Party time.
We got your 10 least favorite friends here.
Exactly.
Hope you're ready. Let's party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they're a Virgo, don't throw a surprise party.
Yeah, if your girlfriend's a Virgo, don't do it.
Don't do it.
But if she's any other sign,
you're fine.
Show some love.
A team, B team, execute.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've never had a surprise party.
Really?
Yeah. No one's ever done it. And I don't feel like hurt by that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
they probably know you well enough to know that you wouldn't like it.
I mean, it's not that I wouldn't like it. I just don't think I would give anything. You know, I'd like walk in, they'd be surprised, and I'd be like, oh. You know, I don't think it'd pay off. I don't think they'd be like, I'm so glad we spent the time. I'm sure I would go, what? And then go like, oh my God. They would see the act turn on, you know, and we can't have that. So
no.
Yeah. I mean, it's reasonable that I have that.
Maybe we'll play anyone one day. We'll,
I mean, it'd be fun.
Maybe at the Robin party, you might walk into a certain crowd of your nearest and dearest.
My birthday will be 10 months away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the real surprise.
That's right. Thank you. It's like gotcha. A surprise party, not on your birthday.
Wait, that's cute.
Shocking.
We should do that. Yeah.
Wait, that's a great idea.
That's actually a better surprise party.
Yeah, because that's, you're really not expecting
it. All your friends are here, you're not expecting it. And like,
just a party for you?
Yeah.
This is what Charlie XCX wrote that song about, is a surprise party, not on your birthday.
Oh, God. I love that song. Also, real. It's very good. We've all Gatsby'd someone before. And like, I've thrown a whole party hoping one guy shows up and then...
And you're like, ugh.
Like, where is he? They never come. They never come. It's Well, it's because Gatsby taught us that that doesn't work.
Yeah. He's in the pool, right?
He's in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the pool. It ends in the pool.
Have you ever jumped in a pool full clothes at a party?
Not at a party. Full clothes.
In full clothes.
Not at a party, but I have.
Okay.
Have you?
No. I've been wanting to, though. Every time I'm like by a pool in full outfit, I'm like,
well, that is party god.
But then I'd usually, if someone else did it, I'd be like, okay. Yeah. But like every, you know, like when you're in like an art museum and you're like, what if I just freaked out and like tore all the paintings off the wall and like shat myself, you know? Well, like what if I just went crazy? So it's like, that's the same kind of like little wormy. That's the cricket in my ear. Bad cricket. Not
that's
a good cricket.
That's the cricket in your ear.
It's like, I'm like, I'll be the first one to jump in the pool full clothes. And what if no one else does? They're just like, so Tommy's a fucking freak, you know? So that's why I haven't done it yet. That guy's crazy and has ruined the party. And
he's talking about this cricket in his ear that's telling him to do it.
I'm just like,
so no, I feel that way when I'm like on the train. I wanted to start like yelling because I'm like, who's going to stop me? Everyone's going to act like nothing is happening.
That's
which is
the place
you
to
guys
be
have
crazy.
Bad cricket. So my little guy's like, you just mind your business and don't step too close to the tracks because people might knock you in there.
No.
My guy's always like warning me about safety.
Mike's like, start
that's
yelling.
Good.
A little, we have evil cricket.
Yeah, you have a like a beautiful light OCD cricket, and I've got like burn my life alive cricket, and that's okay.
That's happening at a museum, the most peaceful place.
Well, you don't have that when you're just like, it's all so perfect, and it's all so kept up, and everyone's doing their like, we're humans, and this is society, and we're all locked in our la la la.
I do think like on a date, I'm like, what's the worst thing I could say right now that would like shut this down? Yeah,
we've all done that. We all have that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I want to do that. I need to start getting more crazy. I think.
Yeah,
you've inspired me.
It's fun to be just a little crazy. Yeah, really too. There's a line you gotta find.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done at a party?
One time I was just doing a bit that I was mad, but I really committed to the bit and I scared some people.
No.
And then I was like, I'm so sorry. This was a bit. And I just thought, what if I really went for it? And they were like, yeah, it came across kind of spooky.
What'd you do?
I don't even remember at this point. I just remember like committing to the, like we were doing like a thing and I was like, I don't know. And it's like, I forget that I'm a 6 foot tall man. So it's like, it's not cutie tootie. Oh my God. Like,
we're scared.
He's upset. It's like, oh, Jesus. So anyway, that was probably the worst.
Mm.
Yeah, that was probably bad.
I like that.
Well, sounds like your friends don't understand improv.
Sorry you're being bold and creative.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry I took a chance.
Yeah.
You know, sorry. Directors say, you go, how far can you go and I'll pull you back.
See.
Exactly.
They didn't pull you back.
Exactly.
They should have pulled you back. It's on them.
It's on them?
Actually.
Hey, their fault.
Their fault.
That's the crazy cricket. It's their fault.
It's their fault. Be crazier.
Should have yelled longer.
And louder.
Cricket says, I'll pull you back. Like,
I'll let you know, babe.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I look at my cricket.
I won one of those radio shows in college. Like one of those.
You did?
Yeah. Like you enter the contest and then you win. And then the prize was that they would come throw a party at your house, the radio show. And it was sick.
Wait, like, what'd they do?
That's awesome.
They brought us like a bunch of like fried chicken. And this was in college. They brought us a bunch of alcohol, which ruled.
Yeah.
And they had told us all our friends come over and they're doing the like radio show live from our house. And it turned into like a giant party. It was like really fun.
That's awesome.
But the reason that I thought of that was, when they called us and told us on air that we had won the party, we were like, oh, cool. That's really nice. And they were like, do you want to give like a bigger reaction? Like usually people like scream. Like, oh no, that's okay.
Oh,
I love the denial. Oh. No, I'm good. That was my reaction.
That's it.
How did you win?
What was the competition and how did you win it?
Yeah,
the competition was that they would come to your house and throw a big party. and, you know, bring all the stuff, you know, the food and the alcohol. I don't know.
Okay, I apologize. Let me reframe. That's the prize you get?
Yes, that's the prize.
Just so what was the competition to get the prize?
I think it was like luck of the draw. So
it was like a lottery.
Like a calling?
Yeah, I think it was a lottery.
Got
thing.
It. Okay.
Yeah, it was my friend's birthday. Her birthday is also the 4th of July. And so I think because we told them it was her birthday, maybe that like influenced. I don't think it was necessarily a random draw. Mm-hmm. I think it was like, they were like, oh, so college girls, party house,
easy.
Friend's birthday, yeah. And of course, like the radio guys were like really skeezy, like,
well,
older.
It's a radio guy.
Radio guys are easy. Hey,
easy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. That's awesome though.
Hey,
can you give me a recreation? Hey, oh my God, you are gonna get a big party from the radio station. How do you feel?
Oh, okay. Really, we won.
Oh
no!
Oof.
Gotta big, get more than that.
So tiny.
Really, we won. They want. Oh, they really? Want cricket in the ear for that one.
Yeah. Oh, really? We won? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool. Oh,
okay.
Thanks.
My cricket says, play it cool.
Yeah.
Play it cool.
Play it cool.
Nonchalant.
I'm not
cricket.
Dissing you. I just love that was the that was the thing. I'm enjoying this response. It's awesome. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to burn it down.
Yeah.
Yell.
Yeah. I don't understand why people scream when they find out that they won. What are you screaming it for?
I only scream if a bug's on me in my bed.
And then I throw my phone.
I chuck my phone.
I love it. That was your survival.
It was like a
whack. The one thing that could have saved you. You could have killed the bug with the phone. You could have called for help. You said, I'm going to expunge
like a throwing
myself
star.
Of all my material possessions.
Truly.
Oh my God. Well, Tommy, it has been such an absolute
pleasure. Is this it? Is that
pleasure
the end?
To have you.
Oh my God, thank
party
you.
God.
This was like, this. We've been here for 10 minutes.
It feels like it.
It's just been 10 minutes.
Like it went really fast.
I know, really fast.
This was nonstop.
You're such a wonderful guest.
Thank you for
so
having me. I'm
easy.
So glad we got to figure this out and like plan this.
I know.
I know. When your calendar was like an evening slot, it was like,
yeah.
And the evening.
Yeah.
I can do that.
This is a night podcast. It's so nice. Everything should happen in the evening. I'm tired of stuff being scheduled in the mornings.
I don't like stuff in the day.
No.
It's bright. I don't like the sun.
No.
Yeah.
If I ever went on Subway Takes, I would say no meetings before 3 p.m. All meetings should take place between 3 and 5 p.m. and no more meetings outside of that.
And take a sip of that Pepto, girl.
And no meetings outside of that.
Yeah.
Girl, the like thick. Well,
just go ahead and chug that Pepto for me after saying that.
Laugh while it's in my mouth.
2-hour window for meetings.
I don't want to be awake in the morning.
Because I'll continue.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, by all means.
Because
we're so sick.
I know. You're. Thank,
so
you for
thank you
plowing
for
plowing through
the
with
podcast.
The sickness. I appreciate it. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Cough directly into the mic, Devin, if you don't
yeah,
mind.
I want to hear that grit in your throat.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Because when you wake up in the morning, you don't know how you're going to feel. You don't know if you're going to wake up feeling sick or just kind of an off a day.
Right.
So you need until 3 to 5 to even know if you feel like going to a meeting. You can't have something in the morning because then you don't know. But if you have it at 3 or 5, this is a terrible subject.
Yeah. When you wake in the morning, you don't know what you're going to have.
In my mind, I was like, really going to be cooking.
I got to get you to bed, hon.
It's right there.
I can see it.
Your beautiful bed. It's just like, okay, yeah. Hey, let's take the outro back one more time.
No, you guys, I really had a point.
No, please get. Please take your time. This is your podcast.
Hey,
I'm
Devin,
ready and open to hearing.
We're ready. Let's hear it.
You have time to cancel.
True.
That's
this
true.
Is
you
true.
Have time
this is
in the morning, if you got something at 10 a.m., you wake up at 9, you gotta go.
You have to
you
go. You don't have a choice. Yeah, 3 to 5, you're like,
okay.
I could cancel.
My girl loves to cancel.
Look, I have notes on it. There's probably more, but I,
right.
It was a good point.
She's gotta go to bed. Tommy, thank you so much for coming on Party. Yeah,
oh,
so
yes. Would
you
like,
would
to, you
plug
like
to plug
anything?
No. Well, okay. Yes, plugs. I have a YouTube channel myself, Tommy Bones, TOMEYBONES, because there's a famous Irish rugby player who has my name. So I have to be different online.
Mm-hmm. His name is Tommy Bones, the rugby player? That doesn't
no,
sound like
he's Tommy Bo. But you have
which
a very, you have the most grand name. Say your middle name. Say your full name.
Thomas Edward Beau III.
Love it.
Okay.
Such a good name.
I have a show on my YouTube channel called Serving. It's called Serving cunt, but yeah. It's called serving. And we look at different pictures of inanimate objects or like little animals and decide whether they're serving or not. And there's stupid little games. It's very gay. It's very like escapist nonsense.
Yeah.
So we have season one and season two is out. I only put out.
Can we come on? We'd be so good at this.
So if there is a season four, I would love. I would love.
We'd love to.
We know
we if things
opinions.
Are.
Yeah. Okay.
Serving or not.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that. But we already filmed season three, season four, we already filmed season three. It will be coming out soon. I'm going to say in probably a month and a half, months after this lands. So stay tuned, but catch up on the episodes.
Yes.
You don't have to watch them in order.
Oh.
But yeah, there's that. And then you can watch me on Smosh, which is where I am all the time.
Yay. Yeah. And you just wrote a song. Maybe people should keep an eye out for the song. Yeah. Are we allowed to talk about it?
You're in the studio all day.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it.
Oh, we'll
but they can keep an eye. I mean, what we've said is plenty.
Okay.
Like, that's not bad. But yeah, keep an eye out for whenever that drops.
Maybe some other stuff happening.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my God. Well, you are such a delight. And thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. This was a joy.
Thank you. Party on.
Party on.
Party on.
Mwah. Hi, guys. Welcome to the after party.
Welcome to the after party.
Tommy is such a delight. I'm just so glad that we're getting to know him better. He's so funny and sweet.
What an angel.
I know. I just love him. It's like, I love people like that when you just meet and you're like, yeah, we're friends.
Yeah.
That's the best.
And it just goes to show you should always chat up the people sitting next to you at the theater.
Exactly.
Any event that you go to.
All you have to do is say, hi, what's your name? That's literally, you can say anything to start a conversation with someone. You can even just be like, hi. And that's the party god way. Always be saying hi.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know.
Say hi. May I meet you?
Always be saying, may I meet you? Please. Well, Devin, how's your week? You've been quite ill.
Awful. And we did two recordings today and I feel so delirious. And you know, I've just been hitting this Pepto.
I know.
And I am like dizzy and I...
You like see it in your eyes. You look unwell.
Yeah, I asked Mike how I was doing. He said, well, you seem like loose.
Loose means, yeah, you seem really out of it. And
yeah.
Sick.
Both of you guys were like, are you sure you want to keep going? I'm like, yeah, we got to keep going.
You're like me where I like sprained my ankle before a photo shoot one time and I said, we're doing the photo shoot. It's like, what, just because my body is failing me? Like, no, I'm
just because I can't fine. See on one eyeball.
Just because I can't see, I can't think. Wait, I'm going to talk into that mic.
You will hear me.
You will hear me, raspy and all.
Yeah.
Go ahead and cough into that mic for me, please.
No,
don't.
I got it all out on the last two episodes.
Okay, good, good. So is that your wall then?
Oh, yeah. I'm delirious. My wall is that I've just been sick for so long. I don't remember what it's like to not be sick. It's been like a gnarly flu. It's been over a week. Yeah, it's been like 9 days at this point. I'm just like, will I ever feel normal again? Like, it's really heavy brain fog.
I don't think so. I think this is just your life now.
I keep thinking like,
you're almost out of it. And then
I'm almost out of life.
Yeah, you know, you're almost out of being done being sick, and then I just keep hearing you cough, and I'm like,
yeah. And it's been, I think I mentioned earlier, it's been raining here, so I've just been like dissociating and like watching the rain and watching a lot of TV. I watched like several seasons of that show where everyone's evil and has a lot of cosmetic surgery and they're selling real estate.
Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
That one. They're evil. Plastic surgery. Well, also, I mean, rain is the perfect weather for being sick. It's not like if you were sick on a sunny day, like that sucks. But like rain weather, it's like,
you're
supposed to be
the
sick.
Sarah Silverman party got canceled. I was like, whew.
Yeah, thank God.
Because I was going to try to white knuckle, like bring, and it would have been bad.
It's going to get Sarah Silverman sick.
Yeah. Got everybody sick. No, I just started watching Task.
What's that?
It's a great show. I don't know who's in it because I'm really sick, but
someone.
It's just at the borderline of like I shouldn't be watching it because it's too scary. And like last night I was watching this guy and he got suffocated, and then I just kept thinking about what it would be like to die of suffocation.
Okay. No, I think you should be watching happy light stuff to like heal you and get your
vibe.
I ran out of the
real estate show and I had to watch something else. And
oh, there's nothing else. I gotta watch the scary show.
It's a really good show, but it is like a little too scary for me to be watching alone. I'm like, I haven't been in a relationship for a while, and so I'm kind of like, I just need to be able to watch stuff. And like, I usually save this kind of stuff for in a relationship.
Boyfriends, like,
I like boyfriend shows.
I love boyfriend shows because then you get to be like, And like normally you'd be fine, but you get to like play it up and be like, oh, I'm just so like delicate and fragile.
I'm not fine. I genuinely get too rattled. I don't like to watch scary stuff, but I needed to watch a boyfriend show because
you in that headspace.
Gotta watch it. And what was he saying?
Anyway, so my wall this week is I can always tell when I'm about to get my period because I start crying to like edits on TikTok. And so the other day I cried to a Brother Bear edit of a TikTok.
Brother Bear?
It's some old like Disney movie that like didn't even do that well, but like I saw that edit and I was weeping. And then now I'm Avatar TikTok, like Avatar The Last Airbender, one of the best shows. I keep seeing Zuko edits and like I'm crying at the Zuko edits, like sorry, but like he had a really powerful journey. I'm not gonna cry, and so like that's my wall, is that I shouldn't be crying at TikTok edits of cartoons, but here we are. That's my wall.
I'm doing the pose that you said that after we got off mic, we started riffing about when my grandma killed herself, and we were like, what pose would you like to be found in knew your family? And Allison, this, which is so funny.
They would know. Like, oh.
And I said, I would do this.
Horrified.
Yeah.
Like someone got you.
Yeah, like someone. Mine's just like Harry Potter.
I just had to succumb.
That's so you. Absolutely. So play this game with your friends. If you were going to commit suicide and your family was going to find you under the kitchen table, how would you
play
want
this
them to
fun
find you?
Light game with your friends? What death pose would you have?
Look, suicide's not funny, obviously, but
you gotta laugh.
It is cool and funny when you're old and you choose it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool and funny.
That's the all-me circumstance.
All right, Devin, what's your window?
I feel like I made it really clear. Okay. My window is that, I've been really sick, I started scrolling on Instagram. And I feel like I learned a lot because I don't really usually spend a lot of time like on social media just like scrolling. Usually I kind of get on there to do my thing. I post and I like maybe look at like five friends stuff. I never just like scroll and I never go on strangers accounts and I never go on celebrities accounts. But this while I was sick, I was just like in bed and I was doing all of it. I was going on celebrities accounts. I was like finding like people making comedy content and I was like looking at their videos and like stuff that's like it feels like when you're like putting like a murder mystery together and you have like the
full
the
beautiful
string
mind
full beautiful mind, like the string attaches and I'm like, oh wait, this person is dating this content creator and like this, and this is the person that like we met at that party, and I was like, oh wow, it's all like coming together and it makes sense, and I like feel like it expanded my world. Like I feel like I learned a lot from being online. I'm like, is this what all my friends are doing?
I'm
and
always on that phone.
I usually like before I go to bed every night, like normally when I'm not sick, I read. I read it at worst case.
Really?
If I'm not being healthy and good, I'll listen to a podcast. But that's like worst case. I never am just like on my phone and I'm never just on the internet. But now every night I've just been like staying up until 4 in the morning scrolling. And
welcome to my world.
Yeah, I feel like I've tapped into a new universe and I didn't know what you guys were looking at. And there's funny stuff
online.
Soon
you're going to be crying to Brother Bear TikTok. Just so you wait.
I'm not tapped into there yet, but I'm finding like people are making funny stuff online. There's like comedy stuff.
Guys, have you guys checked out Instagram? Like people are making funny stuff.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
The stuff that they're doing, they're like comedy sketches.
I like that being sick is what led you to this. No, I have another wall is that when I'm on my phone, because I have an active phone addiction, and I've recently, well, not recently, all the time, I'll watch someone's story like 30 seconds after they post it. And it's horrifyingly embarrassing because everyone probably thinks that I'm obsessed with them. And it's like, no, I have a phone addiction. And that's why I'm watching your story. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sure everyone's like, oh my God, she has a crush on me or she's like obsessed with me. No, I'm obsessed with my phone. And it's very embarrassing. I just need to get that out there.
Does suck when you get it, like your crush is just posted and
I'm like, okay, creepy. I'm like at their window looking into the room.
Like, I try to like go back sometimes. I'm like the phone, like
awful. Yeah. Like especially it's like, oh, I'm just tapping, like, oh, let me just
yeah,
it's horrible. I hate it.
No,
I don't like it. My window is that I reorganized my closet.
It looks cool, you guys.
Thank you. I put all my purses on a shelf because I used to have all my scarves. Anyway, this isn't very interesting, but I just, you know, it's huge for me because my room is often has clothes everywhere. And so I'm trying to...
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You sent me the picture. We talked on the phone for an hour. So sometimes we just always talk. Sometimes...
We're just in constant... Sometimes we always talk. I love Sick Devin. It's really fun.
It's just crazy to me because I've never had a female friendship like this where we just talk really? On the phone. Yeah. And sometimes I'll look at the phone and sometimes we will be... just. Sometimes... Oh no.
Drink that Pepto Queen.
My brain's breaking. Sometimes we will have just talked for like an hour, sometimes an hour 45, and it's like we will also have texted all day, and I've never had a friendship like this.
Really?
No.
I've had a lot of just deep female friends. Well, my mom and I are so close. My mom and I have like a very Gilmore Girl, so I think I always have like, you know,
I think I have other like really good close female relationships. Like I always have, and they're very intimate, like in that we tell each other very intimate things and can be very vulnerable with each other. Mm-hmm. But we definitely don't have that thing where like that you and I have where we're just always talking. And yeah. You're the first person that I've ever been in a friendship with where like you actually will be like, I'll go on a date. You'd be like, tell me everything.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm like, well, I want to know.
Well, you want to know? Well, let's know.
Yeah, I want to know everything.
I know. It's like having a boyfriend, but it's a friend.
But it's a friend. Well,
you guys should check this out. It's like having a boyfriend, but it's just your friend. And they just want to know about your life. And I'm you can curious. Talk to them as if you would a boyfriend.
Well, I think that's why like I haven't been in relationships because I get so much from my female friendships. Where I think a lot of people will often only save that or like be vulnerable in that way with a boyfriend. But like,
yeah.
I just like have had so many like close girlfriends. Like I'm in a group chat with my best friend since I was 12 and we talk every day and we just like are in constant communication.
What do you talk about every day?
Which is what we're doing. We just like share like, oh, I did this or I did this. Like
I've had falling out with my friends from like high school and college who I used to be really, really tight with for years. But then mm-hmm. when we moved to different cities, I wasn't able to maintain the long distance.
Mm, right. I think maybe it's just because the group chat was around at the right time. And so we just like, we're just always texting.
Yeah, we have group chats. But if you're not, if I'm not seeing you every day for some reason, I just can't keep up the... It's not that I don't care about these people. I care about them very much.
A lot of it is us shouting into the void and being like, I did this. Oh, cool, cool. And so it's kind of like a bulletin board of us being like, here's, I'm doing this. But everyone replies. But yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not really in that much communication. I think because my family doesn't really communicate. I started a family group chat trying to get my family to communicate more. Yeah. And I share with them like, hey guys, I just started this podcast. You know, it's going really well. And they're like, crickets like crickets. A thumbs up
they're
like
cricket in the air
the cricket in the air
dang well yeah oh I have a very small family but it's very tight and like close-knit so I don't know I don't wonder if family does affect that or just certain I don't know I'm just I tell my mom everything
but you have the gift of gab you love to be talking and no one in my family really likes to talk
I just want
to
chat I always had talks too much in class on every report card like this is why it's great that we have a podcast because I'm just getting to exercise my favorite thing, which is yapping.
I had the opposite. I was always like, she has the perfect context. She doesn't speak, which in like a Southern classroom is exactly what you want in a girl.
She's quiet.
She doesn't. We never hear her. I remember time in like second grade, I learned like a really cool dance and I was doing it at my desk and it was like, and the teacher, and the teacher was like, don't. I was like so embarrassed and I never did anything again.
See, teachers need to not be stifling creativity. That's why, because it sticks with you.
It really did. Yeah. Because that was probably like the most like, ooh, I'm like, I'm being crazy.
I'm getting out of the box.
I'm like,
and they're like, stop.
And it really did. It like embarrassed me. And I was like, I didn't speak for like years and years. No. I would go through like all day in school not speaking a single word probably until I was like 16 and I started making friends. Yeah, I would go all day without saying a word. My sisters are twins and their first year of school they didn't say a single word the entire year. Like they were
they those like creepy twins where they only talk to each other?
It's a common twin thing, selective mutism.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I wish I had a twin. So awesome
I'm
to have just
so
like a little right-hand
glad
man.
That you don't have a twin.
Why? What? Hey, I would love a twin.
You guys would keep each other talking.
Oh, no, it'd be awful. We'd just be yapping with each other the whole time.
Yeah,
probably. We'd do like a little vaudeville act. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Tap in if you're Elle's twin.
Twin? Twin? Where are you at?
No, twins are such freaks. My twin sisters used to like gang up on me. They're all a year younger than me. And then they like quickly got bigger than me at an early age. And so they would like beat me up and they one time put me in a dumpster. And it was
evil.
I'm telling you.
I mean, sometimes I'm an only child. I wish I had siblings, but sometimes I hear about stuff like that and I'm like, I don't know. I think that's where a lot of my fragility comes from, is I didn't have people putting me in dumpsters.
You do grow up strong. Yeah. They used to like hit me in the head with rocks.
Oh my God.
But we also used to play this game. Yeah, we used to do a lot of Georgia stuff. We used to play this game where we'd like ride our bicycles and try to like knock each other off by throwing rocks at each other.
I see. I would cry. That is not a game I would want to play.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was different in Burbank. We were siblings. They're always trying to.
I was playing inside. I was playing with my dolls indoors.
Who are you playing with?
My imagination.
Aww. You needed a little cricket in there.
I need a little cricket. Well, I have friends. I think because of my only childness, I always had friends. Yeah. And I was always like safe in my friend
groups.
And
only children do better with connecting with adults, which you to this day do better with connecting with adults than I do.
Oh, yeah. Because it was just like I was a little adult. I was just having to go to adult parties and hang with adults. That's why I've always had friends that are older than me, because I feel like I've kind of like put myself in the only child,
person. I'm your adult.
You're my adult. All right. Well, this has been a lovely after party. I think we need to get you to bed.
Yeah, I can't see.
She can't see. And go ahead and cough into that mic one more time, Devin. All right. So thank you, party guys.
Sorry, you guys had to hear me cough.
Sometimes you gotta have a sick
episodes.
Episode. So hey, we're human. We get sick. You know, we're not bionic. So thanks, guys. Party on.
Party on.